Hi, this is Michael Klosser here. I'm bringing us another lesson in the Word of God. And today's lesson, we're going to be centered around Matthew chapter 6. Thank you. Now I'm going to be reading just two verses out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. It says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of men. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, or when you do charitable things, when you do good things, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may make glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." He says, they have their reward already. He says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your giving, your charitable gifts, may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So Jesus is making a comparison. He said, if you're working the world system, if you're trying to accomplish your blessing, if you're trying to get your gain by working the world system and not working God's system, you're going to miss it. You'll have your reward already, but it won't be a divine reward. Now, when I say working the world system, I'm saying working the world's way of doing things. You see, these people are calculating, well, if I blow a trumpet and let everybody know that I'm doing a great thing, or if I go stand on the corner of the street and start very loudly saying, I've given alms to the poor. And what he's doing is he's presenting his case to the world and hoping that the world will reward him. So then Jesus, he talks about something else. He said, that's not the way you do your giving. He talks about prayer. He says, your prayer shouldn't be loud prayer so that people can hear you pray and think, oh, he's a great soul. He's saying, don't work that system. Don't invest in that, trying to receive an answer back. He said, another thing that people do in front of other people is they repeat themselves time and time and again, oh my God, oh this God, oh God this, oh God that. And he says, you think you're going to be heard from God because of your much speaking? Or is there something different here? He goes on to explain the Lord's Prayer. And he's saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There's the difference. See, these people that are working the world system, they're not calling for the kingdom of God. They're calling for the kingdom of men to bless them. This whole chapter is going to come to a conclusion and say, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, don't be seeking the world's way of accomplishing things. So Jesus goes on and he talks about forgiveness. In verses 14 and 15, he talks about forgiveness. He says you need to forgive your brothers and sisters, and that way God will forgive you of your issues. Then he talks about fasting. He says, your fasting shouldn't be to show yourself as a fasting person in front of other people. Then I can pull my reward for fasting from other people. He says, you're going to miss that mark too. And he goes on to the next thing. He says, where are your treasures? He said, where are your treasures? Your heart will be also. And he says, if you'll treasure things in the world of the earth, he said, you're going to miss God. He said, treasure things that are in heaven, not the things that are on earth. Then he gets into something that I'm wanting to stop on. And it comes in verse 22. Let me read Matthew 6, 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, this may be a puzzle to you, but why is he going from talking about prayer, about forgiveness, about fasting, about where we put our treasure in, and then all of a sudden he talks about this eye business? You know, you can go back and read these first handful of verses in Matthew chapter 6, but when you get to verse 22, now he shifts over and he starts talking about the light of the body is the eye. Nobody knows what he's talking about here. And he says, if your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. The Amplified translation says, the eye is the lamp of the body. Now, it's pretty confusing or kind of jumbled up somehow or unclear to us. Maybe it was clear back in Jesus' day, but it's not so clear now. But he's talking about the light of the body is the eye. And then he says, if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. And I think the Amplified translation brings a little more clarity because it says that that the light that he's talking about is the conscience. So he's saying your light, whether it be the light of the world or the light of God, the God's kingdom, the light of God's kingdom is your conscience. In other words, there's a guiding light, a guiding principle when you're walking in the kingdom of God. And that light is your conscience guiding you, telling you which way to go, what to not do, what to do. Your conscience guides you. But in the world, the substitute or the counterfeit conscience is simply the benefits of walking through this world, working the world system to accomplish what you desire. What's being said here is the voice of the kingdom of God is your conscience. The voice of the kingdom of the earth is whatever the world's saying to you. This is what works. They'll say, people will say, I need to pronounce all my gift giving in front of the public so that I can receive my reward. And the scripture says you have your reward already, but you don't have God's reward. The voice of the kingdom of God is your conscience. The voice of this world is, I don't know, playing the game of politics or making sure that all the other people know how great of a giving person you are. And then it's a deception. It's a deception. God is promoting the kingdom of heaven, and the world's promoting the kingdom of the world. That's the difference. If you go on to the next verse in Matthew 6:24, he says, no man can serve two masters. Those are the two masters. One's the kingdom of God, the other's the kingdom of the world. Those are the two masters. And he said, nobody can serve them both. Amen. And so in this first part of this chapter, he's talking about serving the world and the results that you get from it. And then he compares it or contrasts it with serving the kingdom of God, which is serving your conscience, obeying your conscience. The point is, he's making a point here. He's making a point that your whole body shall be full of light. The light is the conscience, and he said your whole body will reflect that you've chosen the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Here's the illusion of the world. You think if I work the world system, I'll have healing in my body. And scripture is saying, no, if you work the world system, you'll have the reward that the world can give you. Can the world bring you healing? He's saying the illumination that will guide your body into healing comes from the kingdom of heaven. It does not come from the world. Can you say amen to that? Then he says, if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. What does that mean? You could have illness? Yes. If your eye is evil, he's saying, if your outlook, your eye is your outlook. And he says, if you're focusing on the world, it will not bring you the healing that you're looking for. It will bring you things other than healing. Amen. Listen to the point that Jesus makes in verse 23, Matthew 6:23. But if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? He's saying that the kingdom of this world will not bless your body. Amen. But he says the kingdom of heaven will bless your body. We find that in verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. In other words, the outlook of where you're looking for your blessing. Are you looking for the world to bring its blessing, or are you looking to the kingdom of God to bring you a blessing? He says the light of the body is the outlook, the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Single in the kingdom of God. 100% working the kingdom of God. Not working the world one bit, but working the kingdom of God. What does that mean? It means obeying the things of God, obeying the commands of God. Work that system. All right, now we're going to come to some what I call gospel algebra. And we're going to go over to John chapter 1, learn and understand what the light is, and then pull that concept back over into our Matthew context. All right, so John chapter 1, I'm just going to begin reading in verse 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. There's our first clue there. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He's saying the light of men, the lamp of the Lord, the light that is in thee is from God. He said God will light your pathway if you follow God. Listen to these verses as I'm reading them and see if you can learn what light is just as I'm reading them. Verse 4, John chapter 1, verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. So now let's go back to these verses and glean from them. It says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And he said, in him was life. In the Word of God is life. In Jesus is life. And the life was the light of men. So men can understand where they're going in this world because they can see where they're going because they have the light, and the light is Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that simple? If Jesus is our illumination of how to live in this world, He is our light. He shows us how to walk through this world and receive the light of God. He said, men will stumble if they walk in darkness, but if they're in the light of God, they will know which choices to make. And the difference comes down to this point right here, that if men know the right choices but choose another way, they can expect darkness to abide in their life. And if we focus so totally on the world's way of doing things, the darkness becomes greater and greater and greater. Verse 4, the light of God is the light of men. Simple verse, but it's the pathway to choose. It's the way of life to follow the Lord of life. And He comes to us with an illumination in our conscience. The conscience is the voice of your spirit. John chapter 1, verse 5, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. This is God sending His Son to the world and becoming the guiding light for people. Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and we know that to be John the Baptist. The same, John the Baptist, came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Believe in your conscience. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the pathway that Jesus has brought to us into the world. I have to caution you right now because you can have an evil conscience and obey an evil conscience and run into some problems. But he's talking about the life of God in your life and then following the leading of your conscience in your life. And Jesus says that's the light that lights every man that comes into the world. That's the light that will guide you in how you grow and develop in this world. So John the Baptist was the witness to the light. And he said, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He's the light. He's the pathway. He's the way to walk. It's not in the world. It's in the kingdom of God. So I'm going to be reading from verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. He came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John the Baptist was not that light, but came to bear witness of that light. Verse 9. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. Praise the Lord. The true light that lights every man that comes into the world. And if you'll walk rightly with that light, you'll begin to experience light in your body. The kingdom of God in your body. The presence of God in your body. The light that lights every man that comes into the world is an awesome concept. It's the light of God. God created people. He left his light within the people. That light is the Son of God. And that light, following that light, will lead you into paths of righteousness. It will lead you into wholeness. It will lead you into a healed body. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6 and apply this gospel algebra to verse 22. Matthew 6:22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Thy whole body shall be full of light, shall be full of the truth, shall be full of Jesus Christ, shall be full of the life of God. But he says, if you're focusing on the world's way of things, if you serve that master, then you can expect your body to be full of darkness. Verse 23 says, if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. In other words, he says, if you're focusing on the world to bring you your blessings and disregarding God, the Creator, to bring you your blessing, you've ignored the light of God and have substituted for the counterfeit light of the world. There is no thing in the world that's going to guide you into the blessings of God. Only the kingdom of God will guide you into the blessings of God. That's the light that God chose. That's the light that God chooses. That's the illuminating your pathway that God has chosen. It's the light of God, the light of Jesus Christ, the life that comes to all men through Jesus Christ. Verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, you cannot serve God and the world at the same time. And he says, if you're serving the world, you've chosen darkness. Darkness is defined as the absence of light. The light that Jesus Christ brings from the kingdom of heaven is the light that will lighten your path and lead you and guide you into a healthy body, into a healthy life. When a person will follow his God-designed conscience, when a person will follow the light that is in him in Jesus Christ, he will grow into a human being the way God designed them to be and live, and that is a healthy body. Amen. Earlier in this chapter of chapter 6, he talks about what people have referred to as the Lord's Prayer. And he says, it begins in verse 9, he said, to pray like this: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That would be the same thing as saying, follow the light of your conscience. Same thing as saying, if you want the kingdom of God to come unto the earth, let the will of God be done. And if the will of God is coming to you in your conscience to do certain things, then do those certain things and the kingdom of God will come. Then the light will come into the body. Amen. In the closing part of that prayer, he says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. When the kingdom of God comes into your being, the kingdom of God blessings come with it. And the light, when your light is focused on the kingdom of God, according to the true light of God, then all the trueness of God, all the trueness of how God created people to be, will come into your life. The scripture calls it the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. As I was laying this morning in bed and I was contemplating these thoughts, the thought came to my heart was 1 Peter 2:24. And 1 Peter 2:24 reads this: Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that's Jesus, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. This verse is saying that Jesus Christ took our sins in his own body. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, according to my gospel algebra, I just quoted you 2 Corinthians 5:21, which reads, For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Listen for that word righteousness. Let me read 1 Peter 2:24 again. who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. There's what we're looking for. We're looking for a healed body, a body full of light. We're looking for the kingdom of God to come. We know that the kingdom of God comes when thy will is being done. Peter's telling us that he bore our sins so that we could live unto righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then as we're in that righteousness and walk in that righteousness and live out that righteousness, by his stripes you were healed. You know, I sometimes think that people make themselves ineligible to be healed by his stripes. They make themselves ineligible to receive the blessings of God because they won't function in righteousness. They won't live unto righteousness. He died for our sins so that we could live in righteousness. In other words, we weren't in righteousness, and therefore you got wrong things happening in your life. He bore our sins in his own body, died to sins, so that we could live in righteousness. And then as you live in righteousness, by his stripes you were healed. Amen. Well, that seems to be all the time we have for today. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And tune in next week for another message in the gospel. Amen.